Welcome to today's episode. I'm Tim Holland, CEO of Deep Earth Marketing, the premier growth partner exclusively for independent jewelers. Today, we are diving deep into a critical topic that every store owner running paid traffic needs to master. Based on our popular guide, the Google Ads Audit Every Jewelry Store Owner Needs. If you are currently spending $2,000, $5,000, or even $15,000 a month on Google Ads, I want you to think about how you answer when someone asks what you are actually getting for that money. If your answer is some version of, I think it's working, we need to talk. That is simply not good enough when you are trying to scale your business, compete against big box retailers, and dominate your local market. Most jewelry store Google Ads accounts I audit have at least three significant problems hiding in plain sight. This isn't because you are doing anything wrong as a store owner, but because Google Ads is complex and the default settings are designed to spend your budget, not protect it. Let us walk through the exact audit checklist we use at Deep Earth when we first look under the hood of an independent jeweler's paid search account so you know exactly where your leaks are. We start with conversion tracking, which is the foundation everything else depends on. If your tracking is broken, every metric in your account is completely unreliable. You need to be tracking the big three for jewelry stores, phone calls, form submissions, and direction requests. If you are only tracking page views, your data means nothing. Go into your tools and check your status column. If it says inactive, something is broken. More common than you think, a store redesigns their website 6 months ago. Nobody reconnects the conversion tags, the ads keep running, the budget keeps spending, and the data trail goes cold completely unnoticed. Next, look at your campaign structure. Google's own reps will tell you to create more campaigns and more granularity, but for a typical independent jewelry store spending $2,000 to $10,000 a month, simplicity wins. You need a clean structure. One branded search campaign, one or two non-branded search campaigns, targeting high intent keywords like engagement rings in your city, a Performance Max campaign, and a remarketing campaign. If your account has 12 campaigns with four ad groups, each and half of them spent $47 in the last 30 days, your budget is spread way too thin for any single campaign to gather enough data to optimize. Consolidate your spend so the algorithms actually have enough volume to learn and drive high-value custom design and bridal leads. Moving on to keyword quality, you need to open your search terms report. This is where reality meets intention. You will likely find irrelevant queries eating your budget, like jewelry stores, hiring near me, or free jewelry. You need to build a robust negative keyword list immediately, adding terms like competitor brands you do not want to bid on, free, wholesale, DIY, and hiring. Let us look at your ad copy. If you pull up your responsive search ads and read them out loud, most jewelry store ads sound completely identical, using generic placeholders like beautiful jewelry, shop our collection, visit us today. Strong jewelry store ad copy names the specific product category or occasion, includes a true differentiator like family-owned since 1985 or GIA-certified diamonds, and features a clear call to action like book a private appointment. Then we have landing pages, where clicks either become customers or bounce. If you run ads for engagement rings, do not send people to your generic homepage with a rotating banner. Send them straight to your engagement ring page. Check your mobile speed and make sure your page is fully responsive, because over 60% of jewelry searches happen on phones. If your site is slow or hard to navigate, you are paying for valuable clicks that cannot convert. Finally, look at your budget allocation and Performance Max campaigns. Do not just set a daily budget and forget it. Follow the data by looking at cost per conversion across campaigns, utilizing dayparting to focus spend when your store is actually open and your team can answer the phone, and keeping a close eye on Performance Max. PMax is a powerful tool, but it can be a black box that cannibalizes your branded traffic and spends your budget on irrelevant display and YouTube placements instead of local search intent. As independent jewelers, your marketing budget is precious, and every single dollar needs to work hard to drive foot traffic and high ticket sales. If you want to see what a customized, high-performing growth strategy looks like for your store, head over to deepearthmkt.com. Thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next episode.